Welcome, everyone, to this week's edition of Inside BU Hockey. Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Bake fresh, bake daily, with locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com. And our time with Boston University head coach Jay Pandolfo is sponsored by CNR Search. CNR Search is an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. You can contact Bob Barish, that's Bob, B-A-R-I-C-H, at CNRsearch.com. And with that, we bring in Terrier head coach Jay Pandolfo. Jay, happy new year, and it was a happy new year with the six-point sweep of the UVM Catamounts, and the Terriers moving back up to 8 in the pairwise, and also just to point out a first place in Hockey East. So overall, good start to the new year. Mentioned about coming off of Yale, and obviously very important to come off of Yale with the disappointment of the Terriers' trip down there on December 29th. My sources told me that there was some, quote, old-school Parker practices, particularly during that first week in terms of a little bit of conditioning work for the guys and really a focus with some really just hard work paying off. Can you elaborate on that a little bit as far as how the team got ready and started to get ready during that week after the Yale game?
Yeah, well, we had a lot of time off, over Christmas, and then you come back and you just have two practices and then play a game against Yale. So, you know, your team's certainly not going to be in the type of conditioning need them to have to sustain a certain level of competitiveness. And I think we needed to get back to that. And I think, you know, overall in the first half, I thought there were some games where we weren't as competitive as we need to be. And, you know, it starts in practice. So we just have to get back to that mindset of practicing a certain way. And then hopefully it carries over into the games, which it should. And I thought for the most part we saw that over the weekend. I thought we competed. You know, we still certainly have some things to learn from, but it's great when you can still win hockey games and find ways to still improve on certain things that, you know, we're still struggling with at times. So, that was part of it. We had plenty of time to put the work in, and it paid off this past weekend.
No, you've talked about when the team has been successful the past two seasons, you've had confidence in four lines, you know, one through four, been able to roll them. You've been searching all season, you and the coaching staff, for the right line combinations, the best combinations, who can play with who. Seems like you went a long way in that direction this weekend, Coach, particularly with the offensive output of two of the units, with the Hughes line and Ryan Green's.
Yeah, I thought the lines overall looked pretty good this weekend. Yeah, the production from Ryan Green's line on Friday night, I think Greeny had 4 points.
4 points, yep.
They played really well. And then Saturday night, the Hughes line was, I mean, they were excellent. They were making plays all night. So we got some offense out of both those lines. And then trying to get the Bednarik, Lachance, and Kaplan line, you know, really to be an identity line for us. Big group of forwards that, you know, we need them to possess pucks in the offensive zone, be able to play against anyone. So the first weekend all year that we kept the same line together. The Svoboda, Zetterberg, Gamonti, you know, Grimes was spotted in and out. Like, they probably didn't get as much time over the weekend. So that's still something that, Svoboda killed a lot of penalties for us. He got probably the most ice time out of that group. We still want to,
certainly bodes well when the goal scorers on this team, and you've got some guys that got that natural sniping ability when it starts jumping on the net. Case in point, Quinn Hudson getting that pair on Friday, and also, of course, and then adding another one on Saturday. And then, of course, the night that Yzerman, about as pure a goal scorer as there might be on the planet, Jay, in any level, including the NHL, with him heating up with that hat trick.
Yeah, I mean, both those guys, they just have an ability to score. And it's tough to teach that.
Possible.
They have it, right. Both of them. They get the puck in the slot. I mean, their percentage of it going in the back of the net are pretty high. And you saw that on, both Friday and Saturday night from both those guys. And it seems like they're starting to develop some chemistry together, too, moving the puck. And they both made some great passes as well to each other. And along with Jack Hughes, that line really is feeling pretty good. Hopefully we can keep that group together. They played a little bit back versus UMass on December 11th. I mean, that's a long ways back, but we put Jack Hughes in the center position a little bit back then. I think they played maybe 5 or 6 minutes in that game together, and they made a lot of plays. So it was something that we're, looking to get back to, putting those three together, and we did that this weekend.
Going to be profiling Jack Hughes this week here on Inside BU Hockey. Just give us a little bit of insight about him. He's been on the flank. He's been in the middle. Certainly a home between those guys, and just great to see him get off the schneid. He'd scored in a couple of the exhibition games, but to get a goal and then get a goal each night and to be complimenting those guys, that looks pretty good right now going forward. Devin Kaplan had missed some time, and he gets back and he gets on the score sheet with a great, I would say not one time, but no time goal right off the faceoff.
Yeah, that was great to see. I think on his birthday as well. So
21.
Nice.
Yep.
Yep.
Nice to the number.
He can, when he's healthy and moving and, having an attack mentality, he can be a really effective player for us. So it's great to have him back. And, he hasn't played much hockey in a while leading up to those two games. So I think he's just going to continue to get better every week.
And the one guy we didn't mention that came home with a gold medal, Jay, Cole Hudson. I know you talked in the post game about him showing control of the game both nights, and control and under control in both games. And that's a look that we all welcome in Terrier Nation right now. Intense.
With the exhibition games they played over there, and then the 7 games, and then coming back here and playing 2 games, they probably played 11 games in 21 days. That's a lot of hockey. So I think you could tell, Willander and, Hudson and all those guys were, fighting through it, and they did a good job with that. Hopefully we get them a little bit more rest this week so that they're a little bit more refreshed for the weekend against UNH.
You won the special teams battle pretty decisively. You got timely power play goals. You end up 2-for-5, 2-for-4, 4-for-9. And Joe P with his PK was a perfect 6 for 6. That also had a good look.
Yeah, that, it's important. The special teams are important, especially this time of year. The penalty kill has been a struggle for us this year. And, you know, we worked on it pretty much every day over the break, just trying to get a little bit of a certain mentality on it, get some confidence as a group, and hopefully we got some this weekend. It was great to not give up any power play goals against. And then the power play, yeah, you go 4 for 9. That's pretty good on the weekend. You know, we got two capable units that we want to push each other. You know, I don't think we have a number one unit. We have two number one units that are, it was pretty evenly split over the course of the weekend too. So we're going to continue to do that. And maybe whatever unit gets a little hotter, they get a little bit more time. And that can be a good thing for a team.
And last but most important was the play of Matthew Curran. He had 27 stops on Friday, 26 on Saturday. Was certainly there when you needed him, when there were, as you say, it's hockey and there's going to be mistakes. There were some breakdowns and there were some breakaways for him to handle and some good looks.
Yeah, he was excellent. I thought he was really good on Friday night. It was too bad we couldn't find a way to get him the shutout. A little disappointed that we couldn't do that for him. I mean, he played excellent. I think we made a mistake there when they ended up scoring to make it 6-1. That was, you know, would have been really nice for him to get a shout out. I thought he really earned it, but he played great Friday and Saturday as well. He played really well. I didn't think he could do much about some of the goals were breakdowns from our defensive zone coverage, leaving a guy in the back door all alone. Nothing he could do about, I don't think, any really of the goals on Saturday. I know he gave up 4, but no fault of his at all. So he had a great weekend. I hope he, you know, gets confidence off that. It was great to see.
And the one negative was the injury to Aiden Celebrini. Any prognosis or update there, Coach?
Yeah, he's going to be out for an extended period of time here. It's too bad.
It's too bad.
He's really starting to, I think, come along and you know, be a really good, effective player for us, a physical player for us. Brings energy, making some really good, smart decisions with the puck. So, yeah, it's going to hurt missing him for some time here. So that was, obviously a negative coming out of this weekend is losing Aiden.
Next up will be UNH, and you begin to prepare for them. They were 6-0-1 in their previous 7 to being swept by UConn. You know, welcome to Hockey East and how tough this league is, and just initial thoughts preparing for the Wildcats and Coach Souza.
Yeah, every weekend is comes a new challenge, and UNH is a really good team, really structured, and they're going to be hungry. They're coming off getting swept by UConn. They're certainly going to be ready to play, and we have the first game up there on Friday night, so we have to be ready to get their best, no question about that. So. You know, we'll prepare this week again to hopefully have a solid weekend.
Looking forward to a solid weekend. Have a solid week to get ready for it, Coach. And thanks as always for joining us here on Inside BU Hockey.
Thanks, Bernie. Appreciate it.
Thanks once again to Boston University head coach Jay Pandolfo for joining us this week. And once again, Coach Pandolfo's time is sponsored by CNR Search, an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. Winners joining winners, proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey. It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their 3 locations, 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel. CNR Search is an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. The CNR Search mission is to provide outstanding leadership solutions by identifying and evaluating the most qualified candidates for their client organizations. If you're a candidate or company seeking executive search solutions, reach out to Bob Barish at cnrsearch.com. That's Bob, B-A-R-I-C-H, at cnrsearch.com. CNR Search, winners joining winners. Proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey. Anchor Home Medical and Pharmacy has been serving the medical community for over 40 years. The Anchor team's signature, compassionate, and attentive service has allowed them to become a reliable and trusted resource for home health care supplies. Anchor Home Medical and Pharmacy is the premier one-stop source for prescriptions and medical equipment on Boston's North Shore. Located at 409 Cabot Street, Beverly, call 978-720-8170. AnchorHomeMedical.com. Experience the Anchor difference.
Welcome to Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily, with locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. I'm Allison DeWitt. Our time this week with Boston University women's ice hockey coach Tara Watchorn is sponsored by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. Hurt? Gotta call Glassman. So first, coach, I want to start off with Christina Vogt. She started the game at Holy Cross a few weeks ago with her first goal of the season. How exciting was that for her?
It was really cool. I think I'm correct in saying it was her 50th point as well, which kind of puts a cherry on top of the cake. But such a special moment. She's obviously been distributing to our team all year, playing a big role and being selfless and buying into the team mentality. And to be able to see a moment where on the power play, where she's the quarterback, she's the one that's distributing the puck, to have it end with her and have her shoot off the pass was a cool moment.
Mm-hmm. And she's tied for first in points now. So after 12 assists, that must have been pretty satisfying for her, I imagine.
I can only imagine. It's been really cool just to see her progression this season. We had a need down the middle. She took a step into a position that I know she hasn't played a lot in a top six role. And whether it's that or the wing or wherever she is, she's a player that makes people around her better.
Mm-hmm. Have you been encouraging her to shoot more the whole season?
Yes, it is a very consistent theme. And now, thankfully, I think the players are doing it for me. I don't have to say it much anymore.
That's great. So I want to go deeper into special teams later, but I wanted to point out the success that game. Would you call that the driving force behind the win?
Oh, for the Holy Cross special teams?
Cross special teams, yeah.
For sure. I think you look at that game just with the minutes in general, in special teams. It was a cool game that way. It was a road win. It was gritty. It was physical. And the special teams played a difference. And I think that's what you want them to do. And we had a discussion. And at the end of the day, you want certain percentages for power play and PK. But in those smaller moments, at the end, you want your special teams to win you the game. And that's what it's all about. And that was one of those games for us.
Mm-hmm. And in that game, Callie had her third shutout of the season. How have you liked watching her senior year?
It's been really cool to see. And it's not common, I know, for goalies to be captains and to really step into that role on top of taking the starting role and really being leaned on in every facet when you think about it in a team dynamic. And she has stepped up in every way. And it's been a lot of fun to see and a lot of fun to work with her.
Mm-hmm. How have you seen her progress overall?
There's so many layers to that answer, I think, but just that she's a student of the game. She's a student in life. She is humble and driven, and I couldn't ask for a better person on our team. And in every way, she's growing always and doing it with now, I think, as she gets older, an assertiveness and confidence that is probably the coolest part to see.
Mm-hmm. And then coming out of the break with that win, just how good was that for the team and their confidence?
Yeah, I think we trusted them. We took a little bit of a longer break and, you know, we felt there was no need to rush back. It's a long season. And we trusted that they were going to take care of their bodies and get the rest and, you know, smart recovery that they needed. And I think I alluded to it in the previous interview that they came back ready to go and they proved that. And it just shows that we can work smarter, not harder. And they proved that. And so I think getting that win really showed that our program is in a good place. And this team is great, but the standards that we have and the way that we show up is moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. So just talking more about special teams, I know Holy Cross, you were 7-for-7 on the PK, 2-for-5 on the power play. How's the team been able to continue dominating, I mean, in the penalty kill specifically?
Yeah, we've had a good run for sure. And it was really cool because after Princeton, which was definitely not the outing that we wanted and probably challenged us the most that we have in the 2 years I've been back, the players shared some feedback in that they wanted a little bit more pre-scout and they wanted a little bit more practice in it. And we have the mentality. We know how we play. We have our assertiveness and how we read pressure and be aggressive. And it just shows that they're ready now. They're ready and they have the bandwidth to take in layers of information, whether it's how every player on the power play shoots or what the tendencies are, who shoots more, and all those little nuances now. And we talk about it with face-offs. Like, they're ready to turn into pros. They want the information. They want to be ready. And it doesn't take away, it doesn't paralyze them with all the information. They want it. And so I think we're starting to see that now as we're coming out of the break, that the mentality is established. We know our structure, we know our foundation, and let's add some layers to it.
And then Tamara, that game, she had her fifth power play goal of the season. What makes her such an asset to her unit?
She can shoot the puck and she wants to. And there's something to be said for both of those things. And you don't always see it in our game. And she has a great knack for just the knowing what depth to be at, how to set her feet, how to put it on net the right time. And her teammates have confidence in her. And I think when you put all those things together, it's she's definitely been a great asset for us on the power play.
So then moving to Vermont, I know you guys just got back, but the weekend ended in a split. What were your expectations for your team and theirs heading in?
We knew all in all, well, first coming into the semester from Holy Cross on, it was taking a one game at a time, knowing that it's an exciting month of January for us, not just with the bean pot, with coming back to Walter Brown. There's a lot coming up for us. And there's nothing better to kind of get ready for that than to get on the road and play a couple tough road games. So I think first enjoying that trip. We love going there. We don't travel very much. But knowing that it was gonna be a very important weekend to be disciplined, be in the moment, and be ready to go. And they gave us a great test. I think they played a style of game that is a lot different than ours, which tested us in a different way. So we came out of it, I think, always and every weekend that we go into, wanting to get better and learn more about ourselves. And that definitely happened.
And I'd say you started that weekend pretty well. Lily Welke had that goal in the first minute on Friday. How big was that for the team's confidence to get ahead early?
For sure. And you'll see that right in both games. We scored early and it's a great feeling. And I think what I'm excited about when you reflect on those games is when you score early, there's a natural tendency as humans to say, okay, like, let's go. Like, we're kind of playing, maybe get a little bit looser, but realizing, okay, how was it earned? How did the other team falter? And how do we continue to move forward with discipline? And so I think we learned a lot in those games to get on the board early, but how do we maintain what we do well and keep that discipline throughout the entire 60 minutes?
And then she had 3 points this weekend. Just what can you say about the way Lily's been playing lately?
It's been really cool to see. I know we've had a Lily and Louisa on different lines, and to see Lily really take a step and form her own identity along with Louisa. They've both been playing amazing. But that first line, quote unquote, for us, with Lindsay and Sid there on the right wing, they dominated all weekend. And Lily's a big piece of that. Winning faceoffs, being able to be effective physically, make plays out of battles, be a, like all of that. And so it's really cool to see her kind of take on her own identity and just see that Lily as a hockey player is strong and she makes people around her better and she had a great weekend.
And then also Louisa, she had a goal that game shorthanded. How big was that for the team, especially being with that successful PK that you guys had?
Yeah, it was huge, huge goal. Obviously, as you go down those 60 minutes, it ended up being a really big one for us. And it's always fun now when you get to go on the PK and get Lily and Louisa back together and they have a fire for it and they make teams pay. And I wasn't surprised to say the least.
And then despite the win Friday, I know the team did struggle a bit on face-offs. I think Vermont had the majority of wins on that and only pretty narrowly outshot them. So, what was the plan heading into Saturday to build on these things?
Yeah, I think you nailed it, right? We got the win on Friday, but Vermont gave us a good game, and there was a lot of room for growth. What was really cool with faceoffs is it's an area that we've been pretty strong all season, and my favorite part was that our centers were so curious about it. What's going on? How do we learn? What are their centers doing? How do we strategize? And that is the exact response we want. And yes, Vermont had great centers. I know their top two centers were very effective, and it really impacted our special teams, because you get those top two centers very often. And we made adjustments. So I like to think you get through that game, and we got better. And it was a factor for sure. So I think we got the win on Friday, and obviously Callie played great, but there was a lot of room for growth, and we saw that on Saturday, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then starting Saturday, Mari Peterson was in the net her first time since October. What were your expectations for her ahead of the game?
Excited to have her back, number one. And I think I was reflecting on that, the starting lineups. I didn't see it coming. Our players, the warm welcome that they gave her is a huge testament to the role that she plays on this team and in our lineup, just as a person, teammate, and goalie. And the entire team was excited to have her back. And she played a great game. That's her first game back in over a month. And she made key saves. Right after we scored a goal, she made a massive save. Once they got up a goal, we put our push on and we're trying to make a comeback. She made crucial save to keep us in the game for our comeback as we made our final push. So when you think about it all in all, what a great game to come back and keep us in it and really be competitive. And I can speak for our whole group. We're excited to have her back.
Mm-hmm. So would you say she adjusted pretty quickly back to gameplay?
No doubt. And we've seen it in practice, right? You don't just put someone back into a game in that situation. She's been competing for the last week and a bit, and there was no doubt we all knew she was ready.
Mm-hmm. And then I know you mentioned both games with early goals. The second game, 19 seconds, and I believe Sydney Healy scored that first goal. What helped the team strike so early on both nights?
It was a unique weekend, I think, you know, playing 6-6, being out of town, being in the hotel. Yeah, I think you kind of get into that bubble mentality where you're just enjoying each other. You have your routine, you can do some video and activation in the morning, and you just get going. And I think that, funny enough, with some big games around the corner that some might think we were distracted, I think our girls were pretty present and ready to go. And I think that probably played into that start. And you also alluded to asking about Lily Welke in that first line. It was them going to work and they were ready to go. And it's some great first touches and a beautiful play off the faceoff to get us going.
Mm-hmm. And then Maggie scored after that on the power play. What have you liked seeing from her on ice performance lately?
She wants to win games, and she shows it in her leadership, in her grit, in her IQ and mentality, and you're seeing it come to fruition. So cool to see the progression in her career over the college years, and that assertiveness that she's really grown into, leaning into her shot. She has a great weight to her snapshot. She can facilitate the play on the power play. Wasn't surprised when she got that goal, and it was definitely great for us.
Mm-hmm. And then not only on the ice, I guess, what could you say just about her as a senior in the locker room and a leader?
She is the locker room. She is definitely a part of the backbone, and her awareness of others. She's obviously when you think about the logistics that runs the room, that's Maggie. She is the extension of our group, but she also cares about her teammates. She sees the bigger picture. She thinks like a coach, but still is able to like put that swagger on and compete and lead the way on the ice. So we are so grateful to have her, obviously, for this season and just enjoying every minute.
Mm-hmm. So heading into the first round of the Bean Pot this week, how are you shifting the team's focus to prep for Harvard?
It's a continuous trajectory, if you will. We're constantly looking to see how good we can be. And knowing that we are going to have a quick turnaround, I think we had plans in place, but we were also waiting to see how we were going to come out the other side of this weekend. As you mentioned, we got home a little bit later today, knowing that there might be a little bit of adversity coming our way. And I think what we're excited about as a group, how do we respond and how do we do what we do well? So right now we're just in that mindset of controlling what we can control. We're reshifting and resetting for Tuesday, and there's going to be it's not going to be hard to get excited for Tuesday, that's for sure. But we have our plan in place. We know what we do well, and it will be another challenge ahead to see if we can reset and get going again pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. And so that opening round, it's at Matthews. What are you expecting from Harvard heading into the game?
Yeah, it's really cool to see what Coach Bellamy has done there also in her second season with the team. They've had a great start to the year. They're threatening off the rush. They have great goaltending. They play hard. They track hard 200 feet. They're going to give you a good game, and they're going to make it tough. So we're excited.
And then I know they played Maine a few days ago, and since you guys faced them in December, has that given you a good read on them?
Yeah, I think so. But honestly, I think when you look at our game in general across all conferences, when you look at women's hockey, it's grown so much and there is so much parity. And so I'm not surprised when you see a team crossing over like that, that it's such a competitive game. But it does give you a little bit of a sense. But I think the biggest thing we're seeing now in our game is that everyone's good. How do your styles match up? And how do teams make adjustments? And how do you lean into what you do well and make the other opponent adjust? It's not about who's good and who's not good. How do you lean into your game plan and make it effective?
And how are you motivating the team to win Tuesday for that ticket to the championship?
They don't need any motivation. I think it's just constantly allowing and giving them the space to do what they do well and creating the environment that they can lead and having them realize that either way, this group is special. We want to win. We don't need to win, but we are more than capable and let's go for it.
So last year, this tournament, it saw so much success in terms of attendance at the Garden. How did that experience impact your team last year?
The experience. There's you can't replicate that. The girls earned the right to be in that championship game. And from there, you think that experience is so invaluable in every way in their lives for years to come. But when you get to hopefully do it back to back, playing in front of that many fans, the pressure of coming back from having to come from behind to tie it up there and go into overtime, like all of those experiences you can't replicate. So I'm so confident knowing that it created a fire, obviously, but the experience of playing with pressure and in front of a big crowd and cherishing the moment and excited about the future of our game, all of the above, it's only going to help, hopefully, and when we earn the right to be in that game again.
How excited are the new girls for this?
Very much so. Yep. And I know our girls have been bringing them in and talking to them about it and excited for them to experience the moment.
And then my last question. I know this really is such a great opportunity to play in an NHL rink, and it makes me think of the PWHL Takeover Tour just wrapping up now. So I feel like that really gave a great outlook on the future of women's hockey and proves that people will come out and support. So is that on your mind at all when thinking of the future for the girls?
100%. How do we look at the future of our game in a sustainable way, but say you have to take risks? We've proved that if you put our game with strategy in the right market, but in a venue that shows respect and professionalism, people will show up. It's about treating the game with the professionalism it deserves. And people want to go and they want to eat and they want to drink and they want to be a part of an atmosphere. That's why you go to sporting events. And when you put our game in those venues, you see it. And so I think every opportunity we have the chance to push the envelope and show that and inspire and create environments, let's go for it. And so this is no different and we're excited.
Awesome. Well, good luck this week, and thank you for joining us this week on Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com.
It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations: 171 Mass Ave, Lexington; 345 Washington Street, Woburn; and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel.
This is Jeffrey Glassman. For four generations, my family has called New England home. My grandfather taught me to always care for people and fight for what's right. At Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, that's exactly what we do. When you're hurt in a car crash, we fight big insurance companies to make sure you get the money you deserve. We care. We fight to win. And we don't get paid unless you do. Hurt? You gotta get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777.
At Anchor Home Medical and Supply, we understand that your health is your top priority, and it's ours too. Whether you need medical equipment like hospital beds, lift chairs, or medication packaging, we're here to help make life easier for you or your loved ones. Our experienced staff provides sales, rentals, and servicing to ensure you get the right products for your needs. And because sickness doesn't take a holiday, we're always available. When you call Anchor, you'll speak to real people who care. Your health deserves attention, and we believe in going the extra mile to deliver the care you need. Anchor Home Medical Supply Pharmacy. Give them a call at 978-720-8170 or to the web at anchorhomemedical.com. Welcome back once again to Inside BU Hockey. Inside BU Hockey presented by Wicked Bagel. Bake fresh, bake daily, with locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. To order online, go to wickedbagel.com. And Terry, your profile on the men's side this week with Boston University senior centerman Jack Hughes is presented by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. Their team is committed to you and the Terriers. Hurt? Gotta get Glassman. And with that, we bring in Boston University centerman Jack Hughes, coming off a big weekend. Big weekend for the Terriers. Big weekend with his contribution. Jack, we welcome you in, and I guess welcome back to having the opportunity to play in the middle this weekend and to be in the middle of a couple of pretty serious, accomplished snipers in the form of Cole Eiserman and Quinn Hudson. What about that experience? And I'm sure it's one you hope will continue to keep that line together this weekend coming up against UNH.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely make it a lot easier. I mean, if you watch and see the play that they made on a couple of those goals, were pretty incredible. So it was definitely a lot of fun.
And for you personally, getting that proverbial monkey off the back there was starting to become a gorilla. To get that first goal in a regulation game, you scored in the exhibition, a couple of the exhibition games. You got a goal each night, and we're a factor on the power play. If you can just give us some insight about your role on the power play, how that came together. You got one on a tip, and you got one off an initial rush.
Yeah, I mean, we were struggling a little bit on breaking the puck in, and we just kind of haven't really worked together as new units, you know, a ton. So it's a much different look. But whenever you have, Cole on the top and Izzy open on a one-timer, it definitely takes some eyes away from the other side of the ice. And obviously, early in the game, Harv found me back door and I missed. And then Cole found me again on pretty much the same play. So, if they're making passes through guys, through seams and stuff like that, it's going to make it hard on team's penalty kills.
Coach Pandolfo talked about you. It's all about the skating, as it is with a lot of guys, in terms of just being on the move and moving in the right direction for you. Did you feel it this weekend in terms of just being able to be able to skate, to play free of thought and let some of those other good elements of your game take over with your stick skills and your hockey sense?
Yeah, I think that's super important for me, is trying not to think as much and just going out and skating. Because we talked about it before, is, you know, if I'm not skating, I'm a much worse player than when I am. So for me, like, that's the number one thing I need to bring every night, as a starting point at least.
Actually, going back now, your comfort level on the score sheet has been pretty prominent, Jack. The last five games, you got 6 points with the two goals and a plus four. Has there been a change in you personally in terms of your focus and what the experience was like, and kind of for everybody putting that Yale game behind them and getting ready for the second half?
I think coming off of that game and having a couple weeks, you know, to prepare for this past weekend was good for all of us. Just kind of a good learning experience to move forward and get better. Obviously, we don't want that to happen again or something like that to happen again. So, I just think if anything, it just lights a little bit of a fire for us.
Your role this year, after transferring from Northeastern, coming across town, now in your second year, was certainly, it's well documented, it was a big leadership group that was lost of fourth and fifth year players a year ago. Do you feel a little bit more responsible as a guy that has a leg up, has a year up on a lot of these guys in terms of what your role has been both on and off the ice?
Yeah, it's definitely different. Compared to last year, obviously, other than like Macklin, we have a lot of young guys, a lot of younger guys. So, definitely feel like I'm a little bit older, but it's important for all of us. Like for, I think every older guy on the team and all the leaders on our team to kind of step up in different ways, whatever that may be. But I think a lot of guys have done a good job of that this year in hard points during the season.
You've been, as we say, both sides of one of the big rivals for the Terriers from Northeastern. Your decision to come over and play for the other dog in the bean pot there, from a Husky to a Terrier, what about that and how that all came about for you to come and be able to join the BU program?
Yeah, well, kind of at the end of the season, I kind of thought that I just needed something like a fresh start in a sense. And and talking to the coaches here, I felt like it would have been a good opportunity for me to come in and be on a good team, that could try and help win. So that was the most enticing thing to me, is, going to a really good hockey team with a lot of good guys that are well coached. So that was made it a pretty easy decision for me.
And I guess it was probably a pretty easy decision to lace up the skates way back. It's a pretty deep roots in terms of the hockey tradition of your family. Your dad, who played at Middlebury, of course, is the general manager of the Montreal Canadiens, and knew about your brother. I guess your brother's in the American Hockey League right now in Charlotte.
Yep.
Your brother Riley, and I didn't know that you had an uncle that played briefly for the Boston Bruins there. You an uncle Ryan that was drafted by Quebec, so the roots go even deeper there through a couple of generations.
Yeah, they go a little bit far back.
And not the first Terrier. Your sister Morgan, I remember, was at Boston University.
Yep, she graduated last year.
Yep. So I guess it was kind of natural for you to eventually make that trip from Huntington to Comap. And be able to arrive here. And anybody, I always like to find out, anybody in particular, I guess if you don't say anybody on Montreal, we'll have to edit it out, but anybody in particular you keep a close watch on at the NHL level in terms of, picking parts of their game and maybe incorporating parts of the game into your own game?
I would probably say, just because of how much I watch the Canadiens, First Lane and Nick Suzuki, just because, mm-hmm. It was fun to watch Laner here last year when I was playing with him, so now we get to watch him on TV, which is pretty cool. But obviously he's a D-man, so I'm not, and I'm not quite the same player as Laner, so I'm not learning too much from him. But I watch them most of all their games, so probably a little bit of everything from different guys, learning whatever I can. But Suzuki's probably my favorite player, at least at the moment, to watch.
A lot of hockey players are superstitious. I always like to find out, what about you? Is there anything that, oh my God, I didn't do that, I can't get out on the ice here successfully tonight, or are you a little more laid back, Jack?
I try to be a little bit more laid back and not worry about those things. I got a couple things that, they might bug me if I put one skate on before the other, different things like that. But it's nothing crazy.
Okay, and the next challenge for the Terriers will be the UNH Wildcats. Your thoughts? You've played them quite a bit, wearing a couple of different jerseys, and that'll be the next challenge for the Terriers in Hockey East play with a weekend series.
Yeah, it's an important weekend.
Indeed, looking forward to that. And my final personal comment is, I've never bought an NHL jersey. I'm thinking of buying a Lane Hudson jersey. Number one, do you think that'd be a good investment, Jack? And two, do you think you might be able to get me a deal at the Canadiens Pro Shop?
I think he can get you one for free.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, we'll work on that. Santa Claus didn't leave one under the tree, so I'm going to put you in charge of that to see if I can get a little bit of a late Christmas present. How's that? Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Jack. Thanks very much for joining us. Great to see you finding a home between Eisenman and Quinn Hudson, and long may that line run this weekend upcoming and beyond as you get ready for UNH. All the best.
Yeah, thank you, Bernie. Appreciate it.
Thanks to Boston University senior center iceman Jack Hughes for joining us here this week. Our time with Jack Hughes, sponsored by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. Their team is committed to you and the Terriers. Hurt? Gotta get Glassman. It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels. And that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations. 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel. CNR Search is an executive search firm specializing within the life science and biotech industries. The CNR Search mission is to provide outstanding leadership solutions by identifying and evaluating the most qualified candidates for their client organizations. If you're a candidate or company seeking executive search solutions, reach out to Bob Barish at cnrsearch.com. That's Bob, B-A-R-I-C-H, at cnrsearch.com. CNR Search, winners joining winners. Proud sponsor of Boston University Hockey. Anchor Home Medical and Pharmacy has been serving the medical community for over 40 years. The Anchor team's signature, compassionate, and attentive service has allowed them to become a reliable and trusted resource for home health care supplies. Anchor Home Medical and Pharmacy is the premier one-stop source for prescriptions and medical equipment on Boston's North Shore. Located at 409 Cabot Street, Beverly, call 978-720-8170. AnchorHomeMedical.com. Experience the anchor difference.
Welcome to Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily, with locations in Lexington, Woburn, and Watertown. I'm Allison DeWitt. Our time this week with Boston University women's ice hockey player Maggie Hansel is sponsored by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers. Hurt? Gotta call Glassman. So Maggie, I want to start off with, I know you're from a hockey family with your dad having played at Notre Dame. When and how did you get your start?
I started very young. I mean, back home in Minnesota, it's kind of normal to just put on the skates as soon as you're walking. So the earliest memories I have is skating in my backyard with my older brother and my dad when I was like 3 years old, and I think organized hockey a couple years later when I was 4 or 5, and ever since then I've had a stick in my hand.
And I know you had a very successful high school hockey career. You were a two-time captain and first team All-State a few times. What do you credit this early success to?
I think I was really lucky to grow up with a really talented group of girls my age. We had a super close-knit group. I played with them from when we were all really little all the way through high school. So I was super lucky to have them around me, and it was always fun coming to the rink with them. And then also had amazing coaches growing up at every level that I played at, whether it was skills or my head coaches in youth or in high school. They were awesome and always empowered me to play my best hockey and be a good teammate. So I definitely credit to the people around me.
And then headed towards college, what was the recruitment journey like for you?
It was definitely crazy. It was pretty early at that time for everyone. So it was during my freshman year of high school. But I definitely knew I wanted to go East Coast. I wanted to experience something new away from the Midwest. So I was looking at a lot of East Coast schools, and I knew academics was really important to me along with the hockey culture. So I explored my options, but BU was my number one choice from my freshman year. So I had that decided pretty early.
Awesome. So speaking of academics, I know you're in Questrom, which has a pretty tough course load. How do you balance hockey in school?
I think just time management. I like to be busy, so it's not been a huge problem for me, kind of just staying on top of everything, whether it's homework or classes or projects. And then along with like all of the practices and meetings that comes with being on the team, I like to stay busy, so it's not too bad.
Have you evolved at all with your balancing through the years?
Definitely. I definitely learned pretty quickly my freshman year that it wasn't going to be super easy. So definitely had to adjust on how much I was putting towards school. But yeah, it's been pretty good so far.
Awesome. So now you're in your senior year. What has this fourth year as a Terrier been like for you?
It's been a dream. It's been definitely like our most successful year that I've been here for. So that's been awesome. It's a really, really special group of girls. It's super fun coming to the rink every day and just the energy on the team. It's unlike anything I've been a part of yet. So that's been really awesome. I can't think of a better way to start the first half of my last year. So I'm just hoping that continues throughout the spring.
How have you felt yourself change and grow as a player each year?
I think just gaining more and more confidence in myself. It's obviously a big leap coming from high school to college hockey. So I think it was definitely an adjustment for me. And then with the coaching change, Tara really instilled a lot of confidence in myself. I kind of like got back to the way I could play hockey and the way that I played hockey in high school. So that was a huge jump for me. And then this year, knowing that I was going to have a bigger role than I have in the past, I think was important to help boost my confidence.
So having this bigger role, I mean, you're a senior. How do you use this, I guess, time now that you're a senior to be a role model for the younger girls?
I think back on a lot of the captains that I had when I was an underclassman and what I liked that they did and how I looked to them to be an example. And I can see myself in a lot of our underclassmen. So just trying to carry myself in a way that people can look up to and just be a positive leader for the girls on the team. But honestly, we have such a good leadership group with all of the seniors, all of my other captains. So it's definitely not just me. I have a lot of good people around me.
And in your 4 years so far, do you have a favorite memory you could share?
Man. I would say probably last year, the shootout win against BC in the Beanpot semifinal was amazing. Like, that was one of the happiest moments I've had wearing this jersey. So definitely trying to repeat that this year and go even further. So, yeah, that was definitely my favorite.
So you play defense with Julia Shaughnessy as your partner. How do you guys complement each other as players?
Yeah, I love playing with Julia. She's my roommate. I don't know if you can hear her talking loudly outside my door right now, probably, but no, she's one of my closest friends, and I just love playing with her on the ice too, because we're both really comfortable with each other and just both trying to have fun. Like, we're serious and definitely very competitive people, but also like know that we play better when we're having fun and keeping it light. So I'm always laughing on the bench with her and just trying to have fun out there.
So you mentioned Tara, it's the second year with her systems. How have you seen the team really change and get used to her since the start of her time at the helm?
Yeah, it's been great. I think that we had a lot of returners this year, so we kind of knew her style of play that she wanted us to have. So we got to hit the ground running a little bit more this year, which was nice. Our biggest thing was to try to cement like our systems down early, so then we can get into like strategy and like looking at the other team versus just worrying about ourselves, which we spent a lot of the year last year trying to get our systems down rather than being able to look to what the other team was giving us. So this year has been a lot different, where we're comfortable and very, and we know what our style of play is. So I think that that's also been more evident on the ice, where you can see our style.
I feel like one of the biggest things for this year was playing in Aganis instead of Walter Brown. How was that change for you?
Yeah, that was awesome. Aganis was amazing to play in. It's such an incredible facility, and it was great to even like the BC game, having all those fans there. It was really cool, and the light shows and all of that. It's definitely a very, very nice facility, but I know we're all itching to get back to Walter Brown and see all the new renovations, so that'll be exciting in the second half.
Is there a part of the renovation you're most excited about?
I think the locker room. I think that this year we've been kind of like in a, they did a really good job of making us like a makeshift locker room back at Walter Brown for our practices, but there isn't much space for us to just like hang out as a team. And I think that that's like some of my favorite memories of being on hockey teams, is just lounging around, hanging out with the girls. So I think having like our own lounge and dry stall area where people can hang out and watch TV and just relax, I think that's what I'm most excited for.
So you scored your first goal of the season last night. How was that moment for you?
Yeah, that was nice. I mean, it wasn't, it was, I had a couple chances earlier in the season and just wasn't finding the back of the net. So, but I wasn't too like upset about it. I know my role on the team isn't always to like score the most goals, so I never try to like look at that as like how I'm playing, how many goals I'm scoring, but it was definitely nice to get rewarded and good screens by Neely and Lola on the power play. So it was nice.
And do you feel like it's going to give you an extra layer of confidence heading into the bean pot?
Yeah, definitely. It's nice to like see one of your shots hit the back of the net. So hopefully I can find a couple more.
Mm-hmm. And then with the bean pot starting on Tuesday, what's that turnaround for you guys like going from being on the road to playing Tuesday night?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely quicker than usual, but we've been really lucky to have good staff around us. We have like really good athletic trainers that always are helping us with any type of recovery we need. Same with our strength coach. So we'll have practice tomorrow like usual. And I think that bean pot is always like circled on everyone's calendar. So I think everyone's been aware of it and thinking about it. So I think we'll be ready.
Mm-hmm. And a number that I feel like everybody knows with the bean pot last year, 10,633. Just thinking about growing up playing hockey, did you ever imagine yourself playing on a stage like this?
Definitely not. I think that was one of the most incredible feelings walking out of the tunnel and seeing all of the fans. And during warmups, even before everyone had gotten there, everyone was looking around like, wow, there's so many people watching us. And during the national anthem and everything, it was cool to take in. But then once the game starts, you kind of have to focus on the game and not get too caught up in the moment. But just thinking about that and being able to have experienced it last year, I think makes us even more like motivated this year to get back to that.
Mm-hmm. Being from Minnesota, did it remind you of the state high school tournament at all?
Yeah, definitely. It was cool. Like, I had experience playing in an NHL rink before being able to play at the XL Energy Center, but we never had a turnout like that. So it was definitely a whole new experience, but yeah, it was cool.
So now like with the PWHL being at TD, it really makes me think of their takeover tour and them being in a bunch of big NHL rinks. How do you see, like, how cool is it to see those women play in front of those crowds?
Yeah, it's awesome to see. I think that it's been a long time coming. It's awesome to see how successful the league has been so far. And even just like how much media they're getting, like every time I look at my phone, I'll see like new highlights and stuff, which is just so cool. I never had experienced that before growing up. So I think it's so cool for so many little girls out there to be able to look up to professional women's hockey players now. So it's awesome.
And then being from Minnesota, but living in Boston, are you more of a Fleet or a Frost fan?
I would probably say more of a Frost fan. I have to stay loyal to my home.
And then my last question, just how does it feel seeing such a robust professional women's hockey league finally set in stone? I know it's been sort of a long journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really cool. I think that for myself, I mean, like, that's not the path that I'm taking, but it's definitely cool to know that once I'm away from hockey next year, I'll still be able to watch and like see it on TV and stuff like that. So I'm excited to become a fan of one of the teams. I don't really have a favorite yet, but yeah, it's definitely awesome to see. And even my teammates now, hopefully I'll see some of them playing someday and stuff like that. So it's really, really exciting to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for joining us this week, Maggie, on Inside BU Hockey, presented by Wicked Bagel. Baked fresh, baked daily.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.
It takes a crazy bagel lover to make the best and freshest bagels, and that's who you will find at Wicked Bagel. Wicked Bagel features only hand-rolled New York-style bagels crafted with precision and love to meet your high standards at their three locations, 171 Mass Ave, Lexington, 345 Washington Street, Woburn, and now open at 68 School Street, Watertown. Bake fresh, bake daily. Wicked Bagel.
This is Jeffrey Glassman. For four generations, my family has called New England home. My grandfather taught me to always care for people and fight for what's right. At Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, that's exactly what we do. When you're hurt in a car crash, we fight big insurance companies to make sure you get the money you deserve. We care. We fight to win, and we don't get paid unless you do. Hurt? You gotta get Glassman. Call 617-777-7777.
At Anchor Home Medical and Supply, we understand that your health is your top priority, and it's ours, too. Whether you need medical equipment like hospital beds, lift chairs, or medication packaging, we're here to help make life easier for you or your loved ones. Our experienced staff provides sales, rentals, and servicing to ensure you get the right products for your needs. And because sickness doesn't take a holiday, we're always available. When you call Anchor, you'll speak to real people who care. Your health deserves attention, and we believe in going the extra mile to deliver the care you need. Anchor Home Medical Supply Pharmacy. Give them a call at 978-720-8170 or to the web at anchorhomemedical.com.